Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Doug Tyrrell History and Comment.
Hello, friends. I'm Doug Tyrrell. This is History and Comment for Tuesday, the 23rd of April, 2024. The New York criminal trial of former President Trump has begun. The media is, as per usual, split along political lines. It is either a valid case or a complete travesty of the legal process, depending on your source and bias. My listeners will know where I fall. On the national news this morning, there was a story of how one of the first witnesses is from the National Enquirer. No matter what you think of the charges, you have to ask yourself, how good is the case when the first witness is from the tabloid section? The line of succession with the Franks sounds like a list of characters from the Dilbert cartoon strip, but the year is 711. Dagobert III ascends to the throne upon the death of his father, King Childebert, also III. Dagobert was 11 or 12 at the time and ruled for just 4 years. The French ending, pronounced Burr, is spelled B-E-R-T. So Dagobert looks quite similar to the character Dogbert. The government of Bavaria, that's a region in modern Germany, enacts a law that beer can only be made from water, barley, and hops in 1516. The carbonated adult beverage often contains a wide source of starches. That is what the grain is for. The grain bill on Budweiser is 30% rice. Corn occasionally is used in some styles. Barley is usually the main ingredient. Partially sprouted barley has the enzymes that allow the conversion of grain starches to simple sugars. The term is called malting, and it's also the ingredient in the cousin to the milkshake, a malt. 15th President James Buchanan is born in 1791, but Buchanan, who served one term by choice in the late 1850s, and 14th President Franklin Pierce were both Northern Democrats, and as such disdained the abolitionist as a threat to the nation, and greatly enabled the Civil War. Honestly, the country was so divided that an amicable solution was doubtful. A fire on the campus of Notre Dame University destroys the second main building in 1879. It will be rebuilt, and the new structure will include the iconic Golden Dome. Vincennes was a French and later English settlement and quite important to the Old Northwest and Indiana territories. It was also the seat of the Catholic diocese. A priest, Edward Sorin, and a small group of men left France to conduct missionary work in the Vincennes diocese. It seems once they arrived, they were attracted to a mission 27 miles to the east of Vincennes and settled there. Sorin quickly desired to build a college at the mission. The bishop was not in favor of the idea, and the discussion became a quarrel between the two. The solution was to allow Sorin to build his college, not near Vincennes, but on a tract of land in northern Indiana, and Notre Dame was born. The mission east of Vincennes? That would be St. Peter's in present-day Montgomery. Singer Roy Orbison was born in Vernon, Texas on this day in 1936. While he would today be categorized as rockabilly or maybe even a rock singer, his early influences in rural Texas were more towards the country genre. Nazi Germany is in dire peril on this day in 1945. Actually, it would more accurately be described as the death throes. Adolf Hitler is still in charge, but his top generals understand the futility. Soviet troops are shelling the city. Designated successor Hermann Göring sends a telegram to Hitler asking permission to evacuate the leadership from Berlin. Hitler denies it and has Göring arrested. In his last will, Hitler has Göring removed from all government responsibilities. Hitler, he's holding up in his underground bunker and will remain there until he commits suicide just 6 days later. Columbia University in New York City is in the midst of student protest in 1968. Protesters take over the administration building and officials shut down the university. In current events, yesterday, the same college switched to online classes in the name of safety. Anti-Israeli protesters are making the campus unsafe, especially for Jewish students, during the Passover season. This morning, the college announced they will remain in that status for the rest of the semester, which ends in another week. Sadly, the issue is the administration at the school and in Washington are largely in sympathy with the protesters and have allowed them to infringe on the rights of the Jewish students. There is a very fine line between free speech and terrorizing a segment of the population. Regularly, we hear the term hate crimes when someone espouses a view that is politically incorrect. Frequently, this is applied to anyone who dares to criticize the rainbow. Yet, in this case, we're allowing a group to essentially engage in the same level of rhetoric with a pass. Personally, I'm not a fan of the idea of increased penalties for, quote, hate crimes, simply because it verges on the idea of thought police. No one should feel unsafe for their beliefs, not just the ones the left wishes to protect. Conversely, criticism of a group is not a threat. In other news, similar protests are springing up at colleges around the country. The Coca-Cola Company nearly commits corporate Harry Carey in 1985 when they roll out a radically new formula. The issue was number 2 Pepsi has a brilliant marketing plan that involved a blind taste test that they routinely won. Pepsi is sweeter than Coca-Cola. It always has been. The sweeter product is often pleasing in the format of a taste test. New Coke was sweeter, giving Pepsi another marketing penalty shot. New Coke will last for just weeks and would have been less if Coke could have turned production and distribution around. A few weeks ago, I had a conversation with a soft drink manufacturer. The topic was how different demographic groups have different taste. Young folks prefer a sweeter product, while older folks lean towards less sweet and more flavor. He felt it was within his business model to cater more towards the younger crowd. We could also go down the path of discussing the super secret Coca-Cola formula. Folks, Atlanta has pretty much conceded the point that the reported formulas are extremely close. With today's lab analysis, there is no mystery. I discussed with an extract company many years ago, and with a wink, they said they could produce anything. It would be very easy to produce Coca-Cola, but what the product would not have is almost 150 years of marketing and trademark protection. In fact, you could rebottle actual Coca-Cola, and it would not have the same appeal. The first YouTube video is uploaded in 2005. Tomorrow, the 24th, is a red letter day. I'm just not sure how to handle it. Quite likely, not mention it further. That's History and Comment for the 23rd day of April. I'm Doug Terrell. Now, go do something worth remembering.